And he says to you, do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And we say to Jesus, how is that even possible? To not let our hearts be troubled. You see things in the world, you see things in your own life. How can they not trouble your heart? But Jesus tells us and commands us, do not let your hearts be troubled, to have faith in him. There is one way. And there is only one way to live in the midst of this world without at all letting your hearts be troubled. And that one way is Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He is the only salvation. And that when the walls of darkness and when the temptation comes to allow your hearts to become unsettled, presses in upon you, to even cry out in his name, in the name of Jesus, the power that's within that. And so as the temptation comes, the prayer that we have and that Jesus gives us is his name itself. Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, has the power to save in his very name. And that at the name of Jesus we hear in Scripture, every knee will bow, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth. When the power of his name is revealed fully, there is not a knee that will not bend before it. And we have the power of his name to speak it. Jesus. 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 And that through the power of him in his name, to not let our hearts at all be troubled. Only and only through Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.